voices now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit radio show with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, the time has come and we're so excited. The sun is shining and the temperatures have finally warmed up as we slowly break out of our stay-at-home ordinance and we creep outside for the summer. And it is that time of year where that healthy lifestyle should be a year-round thing. But the pressure for a better body is on high demand during the summer. With all that time that we spend outside with tank tops and bathing suits and basically way less clothing than we're used to, being in ideal shape is on high demand. And while getting into a healthy routine can be done simply at home, we are on the go much more in the summer, considering vacations and weekend getaways that will inevitably happen. Obviously, this year things will be a little different given our circumstances, but we will still be planning some get-togethers with a social distancing in mind. And without a doubt, due to those warmer temperatures, the tank tops will be out. Beaches might be open. Pools are open. And those bathing suits are definitely being worn. So what can we do to make sure that we are in tip-top shape? And what are some things that we can avoid to keep us from putting on some extra pounds in the summer? It's really interesting for me as a health and fitness coach and working with hundreds of people year-round in how I hear different people's opinions of what time of year is more difficult to stay in shape. There's a great influx of people that would say that it's harder to keep their weight maintained in the wintertime because of the holidays and because of being cooped up inside and not being able to be outside going for walks. And then there's another group of people that would say the opposite. They would say that summertime is their nemesis because of the barbecues, because of the beverages, because of the get-togethers and gatherings. So depending on who you are and which tribe of person you fall within, you might be interested in hearing my tips and hacks for making sure you don't gain that extra weight this summer. So first of all, you don't need any special equipment to lose weight or to maintain your weight in the summer. What's really nice about summertime fitness activities is you only need your own body weight. You need nothing else besides you to get great results. Push-ups, for example, very simple exercises, burpees can be performed to help you sculpt your sexy summer shoulders and nice, firm midsection. Going for walks, picking up the pace, no matter where you are, you can squeeze in some extra cardio. Now, I know that we underestimate the power of walking. And I realize that most people can go for a nice stroll in the park or around the block. But being really aware of your pace and being very cognizant of how fast you're walking can make a really big difference. So next time you're going for a walk, and if you want to make a difference in the impact of the walk, increase your pace. pick up the number of steps that you take per minute and pay really good attention to your breathing. Inhale and exhale as you walk, and you'll notice a greater dimension of breathing that'll occur with your rib cage and your diaphragm. And these deep breaths will actually help you burn more calories and give you extra energy during your workouts. The bonus here is that you can use this breathing style not only to burn more calories during exercise, but also during this walking, during standing still. So while you're sitting at your desk, you can use these walking exercises while you're cooking, or even while you're sitting in the car on your next road trip. So combine this with an increased walking pace, and you will notice your heart rate will go up, which means you will have an increased caloric burn, which is a great objective. Another thing you could do while you're out and about is carry a reusable water bottle. No matter where you go or no matter what you do, you should always bring water with you. This is something that I've gotten into the habit of doing. I've gotten my clients into the habit of doing, but our bodies can misread being hydrated for being hungry, and leading to this overconsumption of body weight because we think that we are hungry when we are just thirsty. And this happens a lot over the summer months because of the heat. This is going to contribute to extra weight gain. So make sure you always have that water bottle with you. This is going to make sure that you are properly hydrated, and it will also help you with food cravings, headaches, and poor body awareness from fatigue. There's been so many times, and I hope that my clients that have experienced this are listening, where I'll have somebody that has started a new program with me who will right away that first week text me and say that they're experiencing headache or they're experiencing fatigue, and they're blaming or they're correlating that to the diet or the change in diet or the lack of caffeine because maybe they've stopped drinking pop. 9 times out of 10, it's lack of water. You know, we're not used to drinking water. Americans are not used to drinking water. They change their food intake by going on this new diet. They cut out pop, they cut out tea, they cut out coffee, and they stop drinking water, which is causing this dehydration. Many times I've experienced extreme fatigue, and I will drink water, and literally I feel like that wilted flower that just sprouts up, and amazingly feels better. So make sure that you are always hydrated, and definitely that reusable bottle will save you money on bottled water. Not to mention, it will help reduce waste. And if you're bringing it with you on a walk, it can serve as extra resistance and extra weight. All right, my next tip: be food prepared. No matter where we are often tempted to grab and go, especially when we're out and about. Now stores are starting to open, and restaurants, you know, are offering patio dining and to-go services. But calorie-packed nutrients are also on the go. So I know it's been a while since we've been able to go out and enjoy eating out, but save yourself the extra calories and pack some yummy treats where you know how many calories you're getting. Be prepared to fight the urge and grab your food before you leave so that you're not grabbing something like a pastry or something that's loaded in calories. All right. So did you know that more Americans blame the fact that they don't have time on why they're not able to exercise? I'm sure you've done it. I know I've done it in the past. But if you don't have time, no problem, because you don't need a lot of time. Even 20 minutes will get you into that fat blasting, muscle-building zone, as long as you maximize your effort. The workout does not need to be a 90-minute extravaganza. I know I've been guilty of it in the past, where I've convinced myself that I need to go to the gym, you know, drive there, check in, you know, park my car. It's this big, long fiasco. Gyms aren't open right now. We don't have that choice anyways. Maximize your time. 20 minutes targeting your upper, middle, and lower body with push-ups, planks, crunches, burpees, and you have a complete workout without even needing any equipment. And this is all things that you can do outside. You can even do this with a buddy. Again, social distancing, accountability is everything. Having a partner keep you accountable makes this diet and fitness goal much more fun. Not only have you set up yourself for success, but you have a buddy system as well. And now you have someone to share your excitement with when you have hit your goal. This is not a hard thing to do. It's not a hard thing to put into place. With my program that's starting next week, in fact, and if you want information on that, you can find it on my website, www.getyoufitfitnessandnutrition.com. There's a whole network of people that share the same common goal. And having that buddy to meet in the park and go for that power walk and say, we're going to go a little faster and we're going to focus on our breathing and we're going to stop every 10 minutes and do some burpees and some push-ups is going to definitely get you there. So don't be confused and don't make the excuse that you need to spend an hour on a workout. It could be a quick 20-minute high-intensity blast and make it worth your while. All right, so I have to center back to this one here because this one is big and I feel like a broken record for repeating this. But recording what you eat is one of the best ways to stay on track. So my favorite app to use is FitnessPal. And over the summer, because we are out and the days are longer, we tend to grab and graze. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of logging your food. Because we don't pay attention, we mindlessly eat, and there is a lot of confusion with what certain foods and what their caloric worth is. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. So I can't emphasize the importance of keeping that log. And if you don't want to log on an app or on your phone and you really just don't want to take the time, which by the way, it's really no time at all because these apps are so advanced. You could scan, you could voice text it in, and there's nothing to these apps. You could write down what you're also eating, because the simple act of writing it down is also going to make you aware of what you're doing. But my next tip, and this is a really important one, it's come up many times just this week in my program and during my work week, is summertime eating. There is a misconception as to the amount of calories in some of our favorite summer foods. So if you're just joining us and listening, this is WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.3, and we are talking about summertime tips, summertime fitness tips, health tips, and how to avoid gaining extra weight in the summer and how to set yourself up for success by establishing good summertime habits. And so my next one that I was about to talk about as I was talking about logging and the importance of being aware of what you're eating. I was going to discuss the importance of understanding the caloric worth of everything that you eat. So when I think about summertime eating, I think about going to the farmer's markets and walking around. And by the way, that's a great activity to do for extra calorie burning. Love going to farmer's markets, walking around and seeing what's out there. But fresh fruits and vegetables, and oh my gosh, are they not so beautiful? You buy them and nothing tastes better. However, watermelon, fresh fruits, and even some vegetables are loaded in calories. And I have to warn you, as a nutritional coach and specialist, these are amazing and they are nutritious and they do have great qualities. They have vitamins, they have minerals, they're packed with nutrients. But if you're looking to lose weight, or if you're trying to avoid gaining weight, you need to watch the amount of fruit that you take in. Right on my meal plan, I have it written and it's bold. I simply state, do not overconsume fruit. I even say, do not eat any extra fruit that's not on your plan. And people will always question that. They'll say, well, why not? Fruit's healthy. And I realize fruit is healthy, but again, it's high in calorie. And the other danger to eating fruit is there is no label on fruit. So when I pick up a bag of chips, I can pick it up and I can flip it over and I'll have the nutritional label. And if it's a self-contained bag of chips, like when I go to Jimmy John's and I buy a bag of chips, I can see that it says this bag of chips is 280 calories. I understand that when I eat that bag of chips, it's 280 calories flat out. Well, when I pick up an apple, it could be anywhere between 55 calories and 180 calories, because depending on the size of the apple and the variety of the apple, it's very vague. And a lot of times fruit is written, even in FitnessPal and other apps, it's written in a way where it's hard, it's very obscure, and you can't measure it. For example, watermelon. A cup of watermelon is 100 calories. Well, it's really hard to put watermelon in a cup. You can't really measure it that way. I mean, you could cut it into little cubes or little wedges or watermelon balls, but even that is not going to fit in a cup because you're going to have spaces in there and it's not going to accurately fit in there unless you smash it down and then you're not getting an accurate measure at all. Another example, grapes. You have large grapes, you have small grapes. If I slice the grapes, I can fit probably double the amount of grapes in a cup. So if you're measuring a cup of red grapes and you're measuring a cup of sliced red grapes, you are looking at two completely different measures of calories. Same thing with any other fruit. So it's very ambiguous and it can get very dangerous, especially if you are a fruit lover. So I have here a little list for you. And again, don't be confused and don't think I'm telling you not to eat fruit. I'm just telling you to be cautious when you are eating fruit, because with summertime and a bowl of cherries can go down really quick. You need to pay attention to that. So some examples, an apricot, 6 small apricots is about 100 calories. That's not bad. 1 medium banana is about 150 calories. Looking at cherries, 1 cherry is about 10 calories. So when I sit in front of a bowl of cherries and the cherries are amazing, if I don't have them pre-counted out, I could easily eat 30 of them. And I've done it before. In fact, one time I was on the way home from somewhere and I started eating these cherries. And when I got home, I counted the pits and the cherry pits. And I, to my surprise, had consumed over 300 calories of cherries. It goes really quick, especially when they taste good. So you have to be really, really careful. Pineapple is also extremely high. One cup of pineapple is 100 calories. And you might think, oh, well, you know, that's pretty good, 100 calories for a cup of pineapple. But I want you to stop and think of what an actual cup looks like. A measuring cup. What does a measuring cup look like? It's pretty much the size of the palm of your hand. And that will go down really fast. If you were making a fruit salad and you filled up a bowl the size of a cereal bowl, your fruit salad could be 300 calories, not to mention the amount of sugar. I recently did a video a tutorial for my program where I took the watermelon and I put it on the food scale and I measured it in grams. And it was determined that watermelon not only is extremely heavy because it's loaded in liquid, it's water, it's very dense, but one cup of watermelon is 100 calories. But again, looking at how quick one cup of watermelon could go down, especially on a hot summer day, it's no surprise that most people could eat 300 calories or 400 calories with a watermelon in one sitting. And I did tell the story about the one day I got home from a 20-mile run, and I was super hot and super thirsty. It was over the summer, and I was cutting watermelon for a party. And to my surprise, I ended up eating 700 calories with a watermelon, which, believe me, sounds like a lot, but it really wasn't. So go ahead and Google how many calories is in one watermelon. And you'll be surprised at how much that is. I'm not going to tell you the answer. I'm going to let you be shocked at the sticker shock of that one. All right, moving on. Other healthy tips, sun exposure. Be sure to always keep that sunscreen on, even when it's cloudy out, because up to 80% of those UV rays can pass through the clouds. Sun exposure definitely has its advantages. It helps us produce vitamin D, which promotes calcium absorption, and it helps keep our bones healthy and strong. But with skin cancer being on the rise, you definitely want to protect yourself. And believe me, sometimes you don't feel the intensity of that sun. It sneaks up on you. So always have that sunscreen on. And definitely the same with protective eyewear, because same as well, you could be out without having those sunglasses on. And before you know it, you could develop eye damage. And finally, those beverages. Alcoholic beverages, keep those to a minimum. Beer will add up. If you're looking for the best beverage to consume with alcohol in it, you want to go with sugar-free add-ons, LaCroix water or a Crystal Light additive. Avoid the fruit juices and all of those new Trulies and all of those new fun drinks. Again, they're 100 calories a pop. So make sure you're watching that. Make sure you're adding those up. And again, if you're logging and you're aware of what your intake is, enjoying your time and being aware and cognizant of what you're doing will lead you to having an enjoyable summer. Get that exercise in, put that sunscreen on, and definitely get out there and enjoy the next 3 months. It's been a long winter. It's been definitely a long winter. So let's make the best of it this summer. Break out that grill. Put on those bathing suits. Show off those muscles. Do some push-ups in the park. And have a great day.
I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.